So, we're now joined by Darren Lyons and Carl Margeson, and this place has been notorious for tight, close games. We've never seen six goals in a match before. What's your take on it?
Two teams trying to win a match. I think people, I've said to the lads there, people will look at this with no real knowledge, thinking that two teams down the bottom and it's going to be a poor game. I think that's been flipped on its head. It was a very entertaining game by two teams. Scrapping for points, and thought there was some good football played and some fantastic goals as well. So anybody who's come along and paid the money can go home with a smile on their face, knowing that they've seen a good game of football.
Yeah, just echo that. Some of the games, some of the goals are fantastic. And they were top draw.
Well, Irwin's was beaut, wasn't it?
Yeah, as soon as it left his foot, I think it was Cooks on the bench who said to Stevie Irwin, and it was just a postage stamp, wasn't it? So
you know, you look at the free kick that they've scored from, you know, no goalkeeper saying that, although we think we should probably have defended the third goal better in the wide area. It's good skill from the lad, and you know, it's a good run from the kid to get across somebody, you know. So yeah, you've got to recognise good play as well as poor play, and I think there is more good play today than we saw a poor play.
I mean, Ferriby coming into this game, I think they've only scored one goal here. Were you surprised with how they were? I mean, the number 8 on the left-hand side, he looked pretty nifty.
No, I wasn't, no, because I went to see him against Stockport the other week, and although it ended up 4-1, it was 2-0 at half-time, and I must say Ferriby had more chances than Stockport on the day, up to the half-time period when we left. So we knew that they could carve out openings. It wasn't kick and rush. It wasn't a big hoof. You know, they cut Stockport open a few times. I think the number 8 had 2 one-on-ones, and the two lads up front, the central lad and the lad who played right hand side, both had good efforts. It was well saved by the keeper. So we knew that was going to be a threat. And you know, it's one that when you take everything into account, we've come here, although we're disappointed not to take all 3 points with the week that we've had, you know, it's credit to the players that they've been able to raise themselves again, getting the lead and then being pegged back like we have done. It shows another strength in their characters, because I think everybody after Tuesday night would have been a little bit mentally drained, and physically as well. We knew we were coming here, long journey as it is, and a team that's fighting for the life. So we're disappointed to a certain extent, because we were in front 3 times, but on the flip side of the coin, I'm sure it'll be it's another one that keeps us going on our unbeaten run.
And we had Sefton Gonzalez and Walker to date, Tom Walker today, plus as well, it feels like Tom Greaves is a new signing. He's 2 goals now off the Rory Patterson record of 99. He's helping, isn't he?
Yeah, the lads will tell you it's a squad thing, and Tom will be the first one to tell you that. You know, credit to him, he come to us and said he wanted to get games and get fitter. That's why he went on a dual reg at Ramy. And yeah, he's only had that 190 minutes under his belt, but he's come back with a bit of a burning desire to do this goal thing, or whatever the case may be. But he's done well. He's bagged 2. He's a fox in the box, as you call him. That's what he's good at. He's shown that against Stockport. We don't expect him to run into channels and chase full backs down and things like that, but we've got other lads in the team that can do that. So he's definitely a string to the bow, which all the lads are, to be fair.
Now, there was some substitutions made in that game, just to clear a couple of things up. Fagbola didn't start and didn't come on. Is he injured, or is that just a decision you made?
No, it's a decision we've made. You know, we've got the Telford game next week, so that's one that was in the back of our minds, and it's good for Jordan, because he's I think since he's come to the club, he's been ever present. Yeah. So it's one for him to just sit down. He's a sensible lad, and he'll assess that situation by watching games and look to improve himself. So no problem there.
And McCarthy.
Yeah, Connor was. It's just the way the games went. It would have been one for me to put Connor on, possibly for Sefton. because I didn't think he'd last 90 minutes, and he very nearly didn't. But Tom Walker, who's a young lad again, who hasn't had a great deal of football, was showing a little sign of fatigue. So we thought it best in with the situation as it was to try and shore things up in the engine room.
Now, where are we at the moment? Because we've got the cup, obviously, and the superb performances we've had in the last round. But at the moment, we're third bottom now in the division. I think Leamington got the win today against Salford. What's your mood at the moment with regards to the league form? Is it just like ticking over and see?
Yeah, yeah. Fantastic. You know, league form, cup form, it's all part of one thing, and that's building on what we've started. You know, there was always going to be, when you've got the amount of new players that we've brought in, there's always going to be a settling in period where they're finding out about each other. Hopefully they've done that now. There'll still be things along the way, but they've done that now, and it's one for us to build on. Today would have been without a shadow of a doubt, a few games earlier, possibly 2 or 3 weeks ago, that would have been a bit of a nightmare for us, we've got to say, because we're on the floor. But the lads have shown a character, like they showed in the second half against Stockport, like they showed it when it was down to 9 men. That dressing room is buzzing at the minute in respect of the no man for man that he can go head to head against anyone, give a good account of themselves, and if we come out on top, great. You know, we're not always going to do it, but we will. We'll stick together, and that's a message right across from the us as coaches and staff into the players. The players are telling us how great they're feeling about themselves, and that'll turn, pretty soon that'll translate into results.
Well, Carl, Daz, thanks for joining us.